Open Windows, July the 23rd. Out from the Father. I am able to do nothing from myself. John 5, verse 30. You get to the heart of everything in the case of the Lord Jesus when you recognise that the one question which constituted the testing ground of his life was, will this man act alone, speak alone, choose alone, decide alone, move alone? And his answer was always, not out from myself. The Son can do nothing out from himself. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not out of myself. Every kind of appeal was made to him to persuade him on the impulse of the moment, or in response to an entreaty that seemed to promise success, or by an argument that appeared to be in the truest wisdom, to move, act, speak, or do something out from himself. At times the suggestion would be influenced by necessity of circumstances, at times by the promise of effectiveness in his service, or again by representation of the utter unwisdom of that line that he was taking, as when his own brethren, who did not believe in him, chided him for delay and said, "Go up to Jerusalem and show yourself." To them he said, "I go not yet up to this feast." And then, so quickly after, when his brothers were gone up, he went up also. But he would not go up at the persuasion of popular reason. He would not do this merely because it was the thing which everybody else was doing, or because it was urged upon him, since everybody was going to the feast. He ought to go too. That 99 people do a thing is no argument for the 100th to do it. We are not led by the appeal that decides the action of the many. It is the popular thing. Everybody is doing it. It is the recognised thing to do. No. Does my Father want me to do this thing? That is the question that must ever rule our steps. In the case of the Lord Jesus, there was all the time an underworking to get him to adopt the contrary course, to act without inquiry to his Father, without direct leading from his Father, to act in his individual capacity as though he were his own master, as though he had not to make appeal elsewhere. In him there was none of that which was personal, independent. We are not speaking merely of such things as are sinfully personal, positively personal, but simply of independent action. Action taken for the best ends, for a good motive, with quite a proper intention. Yes, all this may be done, but apart from a positive word from the Father. That creates an independent thought, however good may be the motive.